70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The state of Alabama now has more than 500 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 4,000 people have been tested across the state. Governor Kay Ivey announced that Alabama Public Schools will finish the school year through distance learning. The State Department of Education is working on plans that may differ between school systems. This could include online learning and take-home packets. And a major concern with coronavirus testing in Alabama is access in rural areas. Macon County EMA Director Frank Lee says he is not aware of any public testing sites in Macon County. He says the lack of testing sites isn't just an issue in Macon County. He's heard of similar issues from other EMA directors across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Over the past 24 years, Blinds.com has made it easy for over 2 million homeowners to beautify their windows with top-quality blinds, shades, and interior shutters at unbelievable prices. Now, they're making it even easier for you with their new measure and install services. Go to Blinds.com now through March 31st to see their huge selection and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code LIGHT. Up to 40% off, plus $20 off at Blinds.com, promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Somebody texted me and said, if my dog filed taxes, would he get a check then? I said, yeah, I guess so. Did he sign it with his paw? Let's go to Brett. Brent, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon with all the craziness going on, gentlemen.
Well, welcome aboard. I thought things were settling down, but what do you know?
Who knows? Hypothetical question. I'm a business owner, small business owner. And as far as I can tell, we're considered an essential business, working in the construction field. I won't go any further than that. But
you have N95 masks then, don't you?
Well, potentially. But so let's say that an employee who, you know, even though I'm essential and we're going to go to work because we have work going on that we've got contractually obligated to, you know, to finish. An employee says, you know what, I feel at risk. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be around people. I'm going to sit at home. If this SBA loan requirement says that I have to keep them employed through a certain time period before it becomes, you know, something I don't have to pay back.
Right.
How do I keep that person employed, but they're not at work producing to be able to have money to employ them? How does that work?
Well, what you would do is you would still pay them if you want to keep your agreement with the federal government.
That's what I'm saying. If I can't produce the income to pay them, how do I do that?
Well, see, the government's going to will loan you the money for it. And if you don't,
how long is that? Because I went online to try to find the SBA forms to fill out. I can't even find the forms.
Yeah, here's what you do is you're going to call your banker, and bankers don't know anything about it so far. They're totally clueless. But call your banker and say, who's going to be handling the relief package loans for small businesses? And what they do is they completely bypass SBA. This is from the bank straight to the Treasury Department.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is you give them your number of employees, your rent, and your utilities, and you put that in a package, and they give you a loan for that. That basically lasts, I think it's 6 weeks. And then as long as you don't fire anybody during that time, then, and I think maybe separation, maybe employee separation is not included in that.
Yeah, so that's all the uncertainty that nobody can answer these questions, and we're faced with.
Welcome to the government, my friend. Welcome to the government.
Do I make this decision or that decision? And, you know, we don't know what decision to make.
Okay, just hang on. I understand exactly what you're saying. So what you need to do is you need to get up on this, and your banker needs to get up on it, and then you need to make your decision that you're comfortable with.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great one. Let's go to Miss Pine Level. Miss Pine Level, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I've got a question about if I'll get a check.
Sure.
I get a disability check once a month. It's just over $1,000, but I don't pay tax. But I'm not sure. I think they may take taxes out of my check every month, but I really and truly don't remember, but I don't have to file either.
Okay, you're getting Social Security disability?
Yes.
But the reason you're getting disability versus regular Social Security is because it was more?
Well, I'm disabled.
Okay.
I mean, that's what you're asking.
But you're over 65.
I'm 62.
Okay. I think, Ms. Mindlevel, that you're going to be in the system. They're going to see you're out there, and they're going to send you a check for $1,200. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, and if they don't, I mean, I won't be upset because technically, I'm not being hurt that bad, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm gonna go on getting my check every month, God willing, till I die, you know. So, and that's what I depend on. So if I don't get one, I'm not gonna be upset and be a Trump basher.
I like that, Miss Pineapple.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Let me go to Sam. Bye. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, man, here's a little something different. I am at the VA story. I'm on my way. I'm screaming up 231 right now before I'm headed to the VA. Medication I ordered a month ago, stuff I got to have. It didn't come in the mail today. And you know what I'm saying? It's like I got enough to get to the weekend, and I was thinking I better come up here now. So I got a feeling I'm not going to get a warm reception. Got to go up here and try to, you know, talk to someone. I hope I don't have to go by the emergency room trying to get a script for a bill. It's got that bad feeling. You know, VA is a great place, but it's still a true bureaucracy. That's code for slow. And with the
let me ask you a couple of questions.
I got a feeling the doors will be locked. Yes, sir.
Let me ask a couple. No, actually, VA was operational.
Okay.
When I drove by yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going here to the East Campus first, and that's where
Let me ask some questions here. Let me ask some questions. Why? Hold on. Why did you not get it in the mail?
I'm not sure. The way it goes is your medications. I get mine by mail, and when you start to run low, you order them. So it's been a month, and usually within a week and a half, they show up. So, and I just got that feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Out of curiosity, did you talk to the by mail pharmaceutical company?
Did not get pharmaceutical on the phone. This was right about noon. So, anyways, I'm not meaning to panic, but I'm just saying it. I'm coming up here to see for myself and how it slowed down or whatnot.
Okay, is the pharmacy that you're using, is it a VA pharmacy?
VA pharmacy, and the thing is, I'm going to go ahead and get a few. Get some medication while I'm up here to hold me over. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take any chance.
Depending on what the medication is. Hopefully they'll do that. A lot of times they won't double prescribe things. They can't prescribe things.
No, this is heart medication. Gets my heart from running away. They'll fix me up, but it's just.
I would have gotten on the phone with the VA pharmacy group immediately before I drove to VA, but that's me.
That day I couldn't get them on the phone, and all I say is. Gas is cheap, so.
Gas is cheap and Corona's cheap. Sam, you have a great day, my friend. Man. Good luck with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you a heads up. All right.
Thanks for telling me that. George, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, the answer man. You're doing your job today, son.
What is up?
Well, you're just answering everybody's questions.
Well, I'm trying.
Here's a couple of observations from shopping this afternoon. Kathy's Deli knows how to do it right.
They really do.
There. They got 12 pull-up stations.
Are they up to 12?
You can need to order. They had four the other day. Now they got 12.
Yeah, I hadn't seen 12. I'd seen four.
Well, they had four one day, but today they had 12, and they got coming and going in there. And we had lunch there, and we tailgated at the other side of the parking lot. It worked out well for us.
Good. That's the way to do it.
Yep. And then Costco has got two lanes coming in, and they're letting 20 people at a time in. And they do it by counting shopping carts. But they're open. You still there?
I am. I'm right here.
All right. And now I have a question for you.
Now, I was in Costco yesterday, and they were not doing that. So you stand in line until people come out the other side and their numbers go down. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. The lady at the door was counting shopping carts out loud. One, two, and every family that got a cart got to go in. But she's supposed to stop at 20 and wait a little while. I don't know how long she waits, and then she starts over.
Okay, so they're not waiting for 20 to come out the other side.
I really don't know. I don't know what their time is or anything like
20,
that.
20, I couldn't stand to wait on 20 people to come out my turn.
Yeah. Anyway, and let me ask you this question. Now, sure. You're going to think I'm crazy.
I already think you're crazy.
Well, that's good. Good to be recognized. If we can print checks and send them to people and give people $1,200, just as an example, why don't we just print checks to pay off the national debt instead of issuing new debt every day?
Because you're printing checks and you're issuing new debt.
And we're doing that to a certain extent already, Jordan.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Well,
$222 trillion.
Well, see, the government just creates money out of nothing. And that's what they're doing with these checks, and that's going to stimulate the economy, whoopee. It's also puts on inflationary pressures, right, Joey?
Yes.
I don't think you can say a depression with this.
And
you may say a depression with this.
Yeah, maybe not CPI inflation, but pressures.
Well, it just occurs to me this: we're fooling ourselves, and I don't believe it. It's the idea of issuing debt every day to pay off debt that comes due every day. Since our currency is backed by nothing but faith in the government, then instead of issuing debt to pay off debt, we could issue $100 bills and pay off debt and avoid all the interest we're paying. What do you think?
Well, now you're creating a fiat currency.
Yeah. What do we have now?
You have a debt. That's why it's a promissory note, is what your currency says.
Well, okay. I'd have to think about it more. But if we can give everybody free money, we can give everybody free money. By that, I mean money backed by nothing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's backed by debt.
Okay. debt and more debt.
Yep, that's it.
All right, Dan.
Have a good one.
Thanks for being there.
You got it, buddy. Let's try to get William B. in. William B., welcome aboard.
How is everybody this afternoon?
Very good, very good.
I told Joey, I think this is the first time I've called this program. I've called other shows on. I call Greg all the time, but.
Well, why don't you ever call me?
Because I'm usually out of pocket somewhere, busy and not able to, and. You know, things happen.
Are you sure it's not that you don't like me?
Well, I mean, that too, but... Yeah,
okay.
No.
See, get your cards on the table. I want to know where I stand with my listeners.
No, I was wondering, talking about the non-essential stores, department stores and stuff like that, and how is that going to work with department stores that also sell groceries?
That's a good question. I think that may leave Target open.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife works for Walmart.
She's a happy camper then.
So I'm not sure, you know. I mean, I'm going to keep working. I already got my little letter to carry around with me to show that I'm essential, you know what I'm saying? But
what type of work do you do, essential, William?
I drive a truck.
Yeah, you are essential.
Well, sometimes I'm not treated that way.
Are you are you local, short haul, or long haul?
Local. I work for a recycling company hauling cardboard.
Oh, okay. Because if you're a product delivery person for a clothing store, you're not going to be so essential.
Yeah, that could be a little problem there. But I don't know what. Man, this is getting crazy.
It really is.
I think, Joey, I'm going to have to get Clint's number and share his bounty.
No, I don't think you should talk about that on air.
I won't ask. William B., thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go to a break. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Girl, I said that little something to you. I wanna hold your hand. Got to hold you.
You know, interestingly, the governor's date is way beyond Easter.
Right.
Easter is a huge shopping and dining time, particularly in this area.
Yeah, it essentially extends the working week after Easter. All these places will be shut down.
I mean, women go out and buy their Easter outfits. Yeah. They buy their outfits for their kids. Now, I guess the Easter basket world will still be good because CVS will, and Walgreens will be open. But people go out to Easter lunch.
Right.
I mean, it's a major monetary time. And that was a kind of like in your face, Donald Trump.
Now everybody has to live like Joey. Stay inside, don't do anything, order your food to your door, and watch a bunch of, well, I've actually been watching a lot of lectures lately, but watch a bunch of crap TV.
Hard to do that. Yeah, dives, diners, and drive-ins.
Yeah, that's a fun one, yeah.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, Dan, did the governor take you by surprise?
I was kind of surprised that she went that far out.
Hmm. Well, the churches aren't open, Dan, so there ain't no use in buying your Easter outfit. You can't go anywhere with it.
I know. It's...
So it's, I tell you what, Dan, when we get to that date and they said, no, we're extending it again, you can kiss it goodbye because there will be so many malls and shopping centers vacated that'll never come back.
Well, let me tell you something. The state is basically going to take the revenues coming in, and they're going to flush them.
It's a mess. How long do you think this could go on, Dan?
I mean, how long, seriously?
Yeah, but what if we get up to the 14th of April, and she said, well, this thing's still not like we want it. We're going to go another 3 weeks. That'll be the end of it.
Jim, the thing is, imagine losing basically a tenth of your revenue.
Yeah. Yep. I guess I won't get my state tax return in until probably next year sometime. They won't have any money to pay me. Oh, well, another bad news day, huh?
Well, until I heard the governor's thing, I was looking at the bigger picture of this stuff, and I was kind of feeling like we were turning a corner here.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it and said, how did this woman get elected governor of Alabama? That's what I thought. But anyways, it's going to be tough on some people. Boy, just with one little swift message there, by tomorrow evening, there's going to be a whole bunch of unemployed people in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, for somebody at Belk's to not work for basically, what's in essence, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be, like I said, there's some of these shopping centers that they're just going to be a lot of vacancies when they get this thing going again. People just not going to be able to sustain it. Some of these people that were just teetering anyways, this is going to push them right over the edge.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Unemployment claims are going to be sky high in Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, who was she getting her counseling from, her information?
That's a great question. I'm a fan of Joe Bonner's, former congressman from Mobile.
Uh-huh.
I like him a lot. He's a smart guy. I have a funny feeling. I don't know if you watched our Alabama Department of Health. That guy do some of his press conferences.
Scott Harris.
His tone of some things, particularly about Trump and stuff, I didn't like that at all. So I wonder if he is doing this painting picture of fear and...
Well, and the
misery.
Lieutenant governor came out, I think, yesterday, the day before.
Said, you aren't doing enough.
Yeah, and he painted some picture. And this, I want to reiterate, I thought we were turning a corner, too, especially because Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday at that national press conference said that the modeling is not meeting actual reality on the ground. And we need to calm down about some of this modeling. And we're actually collecting more data, and we'll not just have models, we'll actually have clear ways of understanding this virus. So I'm thinking, okay, this is great. And then we get this from the governor.
Well, like I said, she just, I don't think she got the, getting it very good information. Whoever's pulling her strings, she screwed up big time.
Yeah, she may have overshot the runway on this one.
Yeah, well, we'll just see what's going to happen, but it's going to be some, man, I feel sorry for the people out there that they're going to lose their jobs. It's just going to have a ripple effect on everything.
It will indeed.
But they better open it back up by then, or seriously, Dan, this thing could get nasty.
I think it's going to have a real negative effect that she may need to open it by then.
Yeah.
Before then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She might start getting some. When they find out they ain't got much money coming in, they're gonna go, uh oh.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you something. We're a sales tax state.
Yeah.
So you're gonna take, I mean, let's use a conservative, and let's say you're gonna take 6%. So a 6% drop in sales tax revenue. Because it's not like it's all pent up demand.
Yep.
If I lived in Auburn, I'd drive over to Georgia and shop.
Yeah, man, you look at these areas that got these big shopping areas. You know, Huntsville and Birmingham. You know, man, that's just bukus of money flushing it right down the toilet. But hang in there, Dan. I feel for you, man. I know your sponsors are not enjoying this either, so it's, hopefully they get this thing turned around.
Yep.
I think they need to send a special stimulus package to the media, people like you. But, all right, man, well, y'all try to have a good weekend there, Dan. Oh, I got to tell you something funny real quick. I was coming out of Walmart, and I'm driving down the aisle, just at my parking place, and there's a guy ahead of me with a buggy, and I drive by, and he had one thing in his buggy, Corona beer.
All right, my kind of guy.
He had that buggy loaded up with Corona beer. I said, I see what you did there. That was a little humor.
I appreciate you.
All right, y'all. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye. Going to a break. Coming back. Papa B, you're next.
Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's talk about trust for a minute. Think about it. You've got to be able to trust your doctors and nurses, police officers and teachers. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength of someone or something. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. You have to trust that the people coming into your home to clean will kill the germs. Southern Bell's uses professional hospital-grade cleaning products to kill viruses and bacteria. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Nothing like a little elbow grease to truly get the job done. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's cleaning service today. Call 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. Trust your home to the ones who've earned the trust of the River Region. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The coronavirus relief bill has now just passed in the House. Dozens of members of Congress were forced back to D.C. and the Capitol because Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie insisted on a roll call vote with at least half the members present. Oregon Republican Greg Walden had told Fox Business Network,
I know he's a very principled individual, but this is a point where we all need to come together, voice vote this across the House floor, and get this needed relief to Americans, to our healthcare workers, to our seniors, to those who've been laid off.
They got around that call for a roll call vote by having members who were present remain seated, triggering a yay or nay voice vote. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's an effort to stockpile protective equipment and ventilators,
so that when and if the apex hits, we can deploy equipment from the stockpile to whatever region of the state or whatever hospital needs it.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen, people call. Now there's mortgage savings for us all.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Do you know why you need Paul and Christy Mello on your side from Wallace & Moody Realtors? Here's why. They're going to help you set the price on your home. They're going to help you prepare your home to get it ready for the market. They're going to come up with a customized, aggressive marketing plan to move your home using superior technology, professional pictures, massive web presence, direct mail, email, social media, phone calls, multiple listing service, virtual open houses, and getting the word out to over 1,500 agents in the river region. The next way they're going to do is going to qualify prospects for you, but the main thing is help you negotiate the price and the contract. That's what Paul and Christy Mello will do for you by giving them a call and getting them to list your home, getting you to list your home with them. 334-399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow, call my good friends, Paul and Christy Mello. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. How you doing, Miguel?
All right, Dan and Joey. Oh, man, I'm doing great. Just running around, getting work done, you know, so.
The governor didn't close Papa B down, did she?
I don't guess so.
You have to go in a hazmat suit.
Well, you know, Mama D wants me to wear one, but, you know, I'm just going about my business as usual, just trying to practice social distancing, no shaking hands, and got a lot of hand sanitizer and that kind of thing. So I don't know. You know, but mostly I don't really have much contact with the public anyway.
And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
They don't want to have contact with Papa B.
That's what it is. It's interesting, you know, you're talking about, like, the clothing stores and all. I might have waited too late. I've got to get a suit for this upcoming wedding that my daughter has. It's going to be the 18th.
18th of April?
Yeah. It's been pared way down. I mean,
let me tell you something. She may have shut you down on that. This thing is shut down to the 17th.
Well, the thing is the 18th, so she might have. I don't know. I'm going to have to. I mean, it's just been an ongoing kind of thing.
Where's the venue for this?
It's up in Elmore County, but it's at a private kind of, you know, farm type venue.
A private farm?
Yeah, you know, it's a private.
Joey, should we test cows for coronavirus? Getting that nose swab could be kind of difficult.
Take every. Hey, Papa B, you got a tape measure?
Yeah.
Measure yourself, then you can order it online.
They do have the M. Taylor stuff.
Yeah. That's what I did for my brothers.
Yeah,
M. Taylor's a pretty good thing.
That might be what I have to do. You know, I don't know, but at any rate, we had a guest list of like 200 people, and now have had to pare it down to just bare minimum already. So I just don't know.
Well, you may have a virtual wedding. So in other words, here what they need to do is have a television set that the television set is moving down the aisle, carrying you with your daughter, and then you are on the screen on a virtual basis. And then you pull up, and the reverend is there, and he's on a TV screen. The only two people there are the bride and groom.
She was worried about all that, and I said, look, honey, on the 18th, you are getting married. I don't care if we have to hire a televangelist. This is going to go.
This is going to happen.
You know, Jim Baker's out of jail. Nobody else will do it, maybe he'll.
Yeah. That's a blast out of the past. What's on your mind today, yeah, Papa B?
Well, I'm wondering, Dan, you know, you read the book Megatrend that I did back in the day.
Great book. I'm worth one, yes, but.
Yeah, I really like that book.
He's a great guy.
Of course, this is way late down on the line, but now that we're into this, what kind of megatrends does Dan see in government and services?
Things they are going to be a changing. I think we're going to be going to a virtual world.
So Amazon's going to be busy for sure.
Amazon's going to be a good stock to own.
Yeah.
Zoom is going to be a good stock to own.
What about government services? Like education, now that education.
I think this distance learning that they're doing right now is going to... People are going to say, why haven't we been doing this anyhow? I think what we're going to have to do as society, I think what society will do is separate itself. And
mm-hmm.
If you're choosing between a restaurant or a bar that's packed or one that's kind of mm-hmm. not so crowded, people are going to make that decision. Now, some people, younger people, may love it packed. I know when I was young, I loved a packed bar. That was fun.
Yeah.
You'd be meeting people, going up to the bar and getting drinks and talking to girls and accidentally bumping into them. Really, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, if I had a choice of going to a crowded bar or not crowded bar and drinking at a bar with a small group of people, I would pick the drinking at a bar with a small group of people.
Wouldn't it be interesting if there were some good things that actually came out of this, like tearing down this is one of my favorite subjects, but tearing down the monopoly of the education system. I just, you know, think that there are some upsides that we've got to look at here.
Absolutely.
And not just look down in the dumps about it, because things can happen.
When you're looking at a $7 billion education budget and you're seeing what you're getting, and if you could take that money and invest it in distance learning and having people teaching kids that live all over the place, and you put your kids or a group of kids from your neighborhood in front of a television or a computer screen, and they all go to school together, and they do a whole lot of hands-on touch type stuff by going places together, small groups,
yeah,
I think that would be mm-hmm. powerful learning.
I think so, too. So, you know, there are just so many good things that can happen. And I don't want to, you know, belabor the point, but, you know, there's no point in getting all down in the dumps about it. You know, look on the bright side a little bit, people, you know. So, but anyway, listen, Dan, thanks for taking my call and joining the show as usual.
You have a wonderful day.
Put my name in.
Papa B, give me a month and day break.
528.
Papa B, you're in, baby.
Thank you.
Take care, brother.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye.
Clint, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. I'll tell you, I'm talking to two dentists. They've closed these two dental offices down. They're out of business until April the 17th. Do you realize how much money that is to a dentist?
Yes, I can. Yes, sir.
I mean, that...
Quite a bit.
You know, one has seven employees. The other one, I think, has more than that. And he can't pay them during that time. He didn't have money coming in. And he's not putting his hands in other people's mouth, he's not making money.
Well, think about his patients. They're not getting their teeth clean.
Well, what if somebody
they're not getting dentures?
Yeah, what if somebody has an abscess tooth?
Yeah, what do they do?
They can go to an emergency room.
Exactly. That's where they go. But, sir, I wish I would like to know your virtual reality world, your opinion on what you said earlier.
Of what?
Your virtual world.
The virtual world you're talking about where people are doing more things online?
No, I'm just stating back what you said.
What did I don't remember me talking virtual world.
Virtual reality.
Joey?
You said, well, they'll become a more virtual world. I don't think he meant like people are going to put on headsets and Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I'm talking about you're going to be more connected doing things over the phone or own. I mean, we used to be actually wired together. We're not even wired together. Everything is done by data, digital.
Right. And
we're going to be buying more stuff over online. We're going to be doing health services online. I mean, imagine if instead of going to a doctor where you're physically there, talking to your doctor on Zoom.
I ain't doing that.
Well, you are if you can get to the doctor.
Then I ain't going to the doc then.
Penzo,
hey, I got a question for you, sir.
Sure.
I'm going to get a $12 million check.
Yep.
I have never filed nor collected unemployment.
Yep.
Can I get that money back on top of that $12 million check?
No. Well, you
so
say,
that's gone.
What's the money that's gone?
Well, you pay in unemployment every time you get a paycheck.
No, you're not paying. No, you're paying Social Security and Medicare.
No, I just crazy.
Your employer, in some cases, it depends on how many employees they have and all that kind of stuff. They're paying for your unemployment disability.
Roger, got it. Hey, can I get in Sweet Creek?
No. Yeah, of course you can, Clint.
Clint,
give me a month and day.
6/12.
You're in, buddy. Let me go to a break. Coming back to Laird right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I want to break free. I want to break free.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
Howdy, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. While I do take the coronavirus seriously, my employees and I have decided to stay open during our regular hours. We continue to have customers every day needing mattresses. To be honest, a mattress store is not a high-traffic business. Currently, we are having less than 10 customers per day, and we are sanitizing regularly. If you decide to shop with Mr. Sandman during this crisis, you will not be in a crowd. We are well-stocked with mattresses of all sizes, with over 80 models on hand for fast delivery or pickup. I am giving extra discounts on many models in an effort to keep money coming in. Choose from Serta, Beautyrest, Sutherland, Jameson, and other great factories, as well as a large selection of beds and headboards. Should you need a mattress but are not comfortable shopping in person, call me at 334-549-6212. If I can figure out which mattress would meet your criteria, we will deliver it. Our hours are 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. If anything changes with our hours, I will make a new ad. On the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here's another one. You know, orthopods do a lot of knee replacement and hip replacement and things like that. That ain't going on anymore. Now consider it essential. And there are a lot of employees out in that big old building on Taylor Road. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Laird. Laird, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, I hadn't listened to y'all in a while, so what I may say.
Why is that? Why is that? How could you go a minute and not listen to this show?
Well, I got a lot of other things to do. But, as President Obama used to say, the coronavirus epidemic, or whatever you want to call it, might be a teachable moment. There's three things we got to learn from this. Number one, we got to bring a lot of the supply chain back in the country. I was shocked to find out that 80 or 90% of our antibiotics are made overseas. That's ridiculous. I also found out they even make parts for our military machines overseas. Now, those folks that that are doing this need to wise up. The Congress needs to get up a list of a certain number of essential things and require by law that they be made in this country. The second thing is our border.
Are you sure you want it that way?
Yeah. And the second thing is our borders.
You don't think that's you don't think that's too much of an extension of government?
No. The government just has to require that they be made.
You know, that's fascism, right? You know that.
Well, I don't think so, Dan. The second thing is...
it is. It's the definition of fascism.
Okay. The second thing is our borders. We have to have control of our borders. Cutting off the inflow of Orientals was one of the big things, I think, that probably helped us. Those folks that want open borders to import cheap labor got to wise up. Those folks that want open borders to import a new electric to try to give them permanent political power need to wise up. And thirdly, the whole country needs to wise up, because I understand that 50 or 60% of the people in the country don't have enough savings to last past the next check or two.
Let me ask you something. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that is because if you look at people like that, low income, they say, I don't have the money to do it. Well,
wait a minute. Wait, you just said 50 to 60. You said 50 to 60% of the people.
I think that's what
and,
I read.
Okay. And so the question is, are you thinking that 50 to 60% of Americans are low income?
What I'm just saying is people don't have the money. And the reason is that they've all got a laptop.
There you go. The reason they don't have that is because they make decisions that are bad decisions.
Absolutely. They got a little thing, a Wii, whatever that is.
So how do you want to fix that?
Well, I don't know. That's a cultural issue that the government can fix the first two things. They can't fix the third thing. That people need to return to living sort of like their grandmother and great-grandmother did, is that you don't buy something if you don't have the money.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that that's the three teachable things that the coronavirus should be able to teach the government and the people of this country.
Laird, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Randall. Randall, stay on point for me today, buddy.
Yes, sir. But everybody else can ramble. You think that the reason Kay Ivey, do you think Will Ainsworth pushed her hand yesterday with that coming out in public saying?
No, Joey and I were talking about that off mic and kind of a little bit on mic. I think it's somebody within her inner circle, and it probably is the director of the Department of Health.
And then when you brought up about the virtual world, I just want to throw. Next off, that's something people start looking into. And like you said, Zoom, Clint, man, I talked to my doctor on Zoom. It was the best thing ever happened. I don't even want to go back over. I know you listen every day, so you don't hear me say it. But if we, checking into these Chromebooks, Dan, it looks like Android is better than an Apple product to be connected. That's the question they ask. Have you seen that over time, or are you able to
say that again?
Like Chromebook.
Yeah,
Android. Yeah, Chromebook is more for Android. Like Apple, you can't go through Apple and get to like like if we're going to bring vocational stuff into the school, you can use Chromebook and even go through sewing classes, but you can't go through, you can't have an Apple product and get to it, but you can go through an Android product, I guess. Cause
who told you that?
More, no, I mean, I'm me. I mean, let me
tell you something. Okay, first of all, if you go into the Montgomery Academy, they have all Apple products that are there, and they go in and they get what are called Q study courses. And so they're sitting there on their Apple doing what, when I was a little guy, called SRA, and they're doing these reading and education programs, and they're doing it off app on Apples. So I don't know who told you that.
No, I'm talking about basic stuff. I'm talking about vocational, like sewing. I'm talking about getting shown up into it. I'm talking about these
things. This is high-end education.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, it is. And I'm saying, all right, but I just want to, I know, I knew you had your son. I mean, I knew you know something about it. But I don't know. I'm forgetting. I love you. We'll see. Bye.
Bye. It's not Android. It's Microsoft. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show real quick.
Yes, I just called because of this package. I still don't disagree with the package. My daughter is a prime example. She was supposed to get a pay raise. She's not getting it. She's taking a pay cut now. She's having to also do other jobs and lay off 90% of the people at her company. Not her company, but the company she works at. She hasn't had a day off in 2 weeks. Isn't looking for to be able to have one until May. And she's working 80 to 90 hour work weeks.
What type of work does she do?
She works with basically animals and stuff like that that have to be taken care of or else they're going to be killed. They'll die.
And all this humane shelter?
I'm sorry, what?
Humane shelter?
No. For entertainment industry type thing and that. It's not her company. It's somebody else's. You know, and she's working like that because she's trying to save the guy's company. But it's still, you know, the people she lays off are going to be making more than she makes. We're doing 80, 90 hours.
And I agree. That's one of my biggest problems. I think one of the biggest mistakes, we're going to find out about this bill, was the $600 a week federal part of an unemployment benefit.
I mean, I myself am in the high risk group, over 60, diabetic, all that kind of stuff. And I'm busting my rear because of all the people that aren't showing up and staying home.
There you go.
So, and I know I won't get a dime of any of these programs. And I'm not so much worried about that. But my daughter, like I say, she's been cut so much that she won't even be able to pay her own bill. And yet, working that kind of stuff. So,
but Rich, that's not because I'm kind of...
No, because... all their revenue is stopped totally, 100%.
Okay, so if it's going 100%, hold on. If it's going 100% down, then how is she working?
He's pulling the money out of savings because his personal savings to help the company keep going because it's like 30. The company's been around 35 years, and somebody has to take care of all these different types of animals and stuff to make sure that this stuff happens.
Okay, so this guy is trying to save his company. He's hired your daughter. I got to go to a break. Hang on for me. Top of that break, okay. And I'll be back right after this.